Today, the U.S. Coast Guard began a week-long probe of the grounding of the drilling rig Kulik last New Year's Day on an island south of Kodiak. The rig was being towed to Seattle when it broke loose in bad weather and ended up going aground. APRN Steve Heimel was at the hearing today at the Anchorage Assembly Chambers. Hi, Steve.
Hi.
There are so many questions about this incident, which put an end to Shell Oil's drilling plans in the Arctic for at least a year and probably two. Did we get any answers today, Steve?
Well, I think we got some answers to some of the smaller questions, but maybe not the really big ones. And the small ones would include, how did the tow get broken? Kind of an important question. It appears that there was a missing part on one of the shackles that was holding it, that was holding the Kulik to the tug, the Avik that was towing it. So that question definitely got answered, and a few others.
What are the other big questions still out there?
Well, the person who spoke today, they only got through one person and they're going to bring him back, was Norman T. Custard. He was the team leader for Shell. And he basically was in charge of all of it. He's the guy that made the decision to cut it loose and let it go aground, made the decision to call the Coast Guard in to rescue the 18 people aboard the Kulik because he was in fear for their safety. And he also approved the towing plan. So he was the man. But whether we got a clear answer on why they decided to do the tow when they did, all he said really was that we had a towing plan and I approved it. But later on, we'll hear from the technical people as to exactly how that decision was made, how the weather played into it and all that. We also don't know why the four engines failed on the Avik, and that's rather an important question.
What happens next at the hearings?
Well, they're going to go to the contractor who did the towing next, who will join by teleconference, and then they're going to go back and talk to Mr. Custard some more, and they have this stuff planned on through the week.
Do you expect the hearing to wrap up this week, or did you get a sense of that?
Well, they do like to quit a little bit early, but my feeling is that there are so many lawyers there who get a chance to do cross-examination and so forth that this is going to definitely drag into next week.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
You're welcome.
APRN Steve Heimel is covering the Coast Guard probe of the Kulik grounding.